So a couple of weeks back, I happened to see some military parade. I think it was the 80th anniversary of the founding of the North Korean state. And it was a big military parade. I noticed there were some Russian dignitaries there and a Chinese dignitary there and various others. But it was this really very, very huge display. They were showing off some new missiles and things that they had. But that was not the bit that interested me. It was actually the, I thought, somewhat terrifying uniform nature of the North Korean army's ability to march all at the same time. In fact, several times when I was watching it, so uniform were they. And so, I mean, I'm not saying this... You know, I'm not trying to be like bigoted or something here. It was just that a lot of the people looked exactly the same as well. So it looked like the same person had been copy-pasted, and they were all kind of almost like robot-like. They were, you know, they were so in time, so synchronized. And I put up a post saying something like, you know, what's anybody going to do against this like robot army? And I was impressed, to be honest, with the discipline and the unity that they had achieved. In fact, I remember Trump did a parade. It was, can't remember the actual, okay, it was the 250th anniversary parade, and they were all over the place. They were not able to march in time. They were kind of, you know, it was a bit of an embarrassment, whereas this was quite an awesome display, really, of just precision, unity, discipline, and you know, they all look together. The whole parade was quite amazing, and I didn't just watch, like, I watched about an hour of it. I was kind of mesmerized. I never seen anything like this before. Anyway, when I put up a tweet talking about this, obviously, as often happens, if ever you say anything good about China, I've noticed this happens, but on this occasion, it was North Korea. A lot of people then kind of all dogpiled in, and they were quick to their instinct was to mock it. Their instinct was to say, these guys would be an absolute pushover in any fight, because modern warfare isn't about discipline anymore. In fact, one person even said you don't even need discipline in modern warfare because of my big high tech, my big machines, my big bombs, blah, blah, blah. Okay. Seemingly forgetting about the fact that the Taliban, you know, ultimately beat America, and that America also lost to Vietnam back in the day as well. You know, putting aside those things, I was kind of struck by some of these answers, because it showed me that, you know, okay, there's a lot of cope, but there's a lot of hubris as well. And I don't know if it's true. I mean, I'm not a military guy, right? I'm not a military guy, never have been. But it strikes me, you know, on an intuitive level, that you need discipline in the army. That discipline, like the idea that discipline and unity are to be scoffed at and mocked in this way, I don't know, it just doesn't ring true. Doesn't ring true to me. I mean, the suggestion, and there was an awful lot of, I mean, people were going all the way back to the Korean War. I was like, well, they didn't lose, did they? Because they're still there. And watching it, I mean, watching the images, I've been putting some of the images here. Would they be a pushover, this army? Should we just scoff? Is it the correct response to puff up with hubris and to mock and berate and be like, the thing is, they don't have the same like level of planes as us. They don't have the same like, with this kind of bomber or that sort of bomber or this sort of missile or that sort of missile. I don't like this tendency. I don't like it, partly because I don't like it because in actual wars, it doesn't seem to be a simple game of who has the better tech wins. It never seems like it plays out that way, right? I mean, if it's a case of who has the better tech wind, how come those Yemeni Houthi guys are still there? Every once in a while they bomb them, but they're still there after all this time. So obviously there's something else there too, right? There's something else there. And to me, when I looked at these North Koreans, they seem like they had will to win. They seem like they had moral unity. They seem like they're a lot more together than any of our armies are, or any of our people are with the ruling class. And I don't know. To me, the response to that tweet I made, from there were lots of people involved in it. Carl replied to it. Bo from Lotus Eaters replied to it. Many other people replied to it. With these sort, but to me, the responses, I had the whiff of Cope on them. They felt like Cope to me. And it also, more than anything else, felt unheroic. Unheroic. That I'm not sure if people 100 years ago would have responded in the same way to an army like that. Or if they would have thought, how come our army's not like that? How come we don't have that? Because that was my response. Maybe I'm weird or something. Maybe I'm looking at things in the wrong way. Let me know what you think. To me, looking on paper, North Korea is a very highly militarized society. It's a very large army, one of the most militarized in the world. And they've been filling themselves up with a highly nationalist ideology that demands almost total devotion. All of those people, all these North Koreans you're looking at here, know what it is to be part of something bigger than themselves. And the response I got to that was basically that modern Game Boy warfare, where all you have to, discipline doesn't really matter, because you just need some fat American dude, you know, sitting in a cockpit somewhere with a joystick like a video game. That modern warfare is just like a video game, really. And so none of this stuff that you're seeing here matters. Is that true? I mean, I remember I said to Bo, let's hope we don't live to find out. But, the assumption that our army would just have this army, you know, for breakfast, which is what a lot of people's, you know, immediate kind of snap, knee-jerk response was, doesn't ring true. Love to know what if anybody's like an actual military head, or if somebody's actually in the military, how do modern militaries think about this? Do they, like, you know, okay, yes, the tech, the weaponry, blah, 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 but is there a metric for discipline and moral unity? And, like, if you're watching these images here, to me it seems like, well, these guys aren't going to desert. They seem like they're in it, you know, in a fanatical way. And they're not going to, like, run away or get, like, you know, morale panic or something. Whereas I wonder if our soldiers all have that in the same way. I don't know. I'd love to know the answer. I know lots of people who have some interest in military affairs or are part of the military watch this channel. How are these non-material things assessed in modern warfare? Do they really not matter? And do the experiences of America in a place like Afghanistan not kind of adjust the thinking in some way? Real question. All right, pick up Applied Elite Theory, where I talk about things like moral unity and other matters like that, and military recruitment indeed. So pick up that today, or pick up a course from the academic agency, and I'll catch you again tomorrow.
If you like this video, be sure to like and subscribe. You can join the channel for thousands of hours of past shows in the archive and hundreds of videos. If you have any questions, you can leave a super chat or a super thanks, and I'll be sure to pick it up during my weekly office hours, which run every Tuesday afternoon. I also provide courses at the academic agency, which I encourage people to buy. Thousands of students now have taken the Trivium to improve their skills in writing, logic, and rhetoric. Just three of many courses available. Buy it now. But most importantly of all, friends, get out.